Okay, weird. Okay, guys, let's go. We got a lot to do. Let's begin the Gemara. Okay? We go right to the Gemara today, Bezat Hashem. Okay? So begin the Sugya, and then we have a lot to see. The Shtickles. Okay. Nickers, we have to get the shot first. Okay, let's begin. Mayor, good to see you. Every day. All right, please, please. Here you are. Ready? Let's see the Gemara. Okay? See the Gemara inside. Yeah? All right. Gimel Amud Aleph, where we left off, Amar of Shmuel Bar Yitzchak. Okay? Let's see. All right? Akiva, why don't you read? Amar of Shmuel Bar Yitzchak. Let's see inside. Okay? Go ahead. So the fact is that since we discussed the shear of a sukkah ketana, right? So now we want to know what the psak halacha is. Because he brought that up according to who? Who do we talk about by the sukkah ketana? Who's Shita? Rav Chanan bar who?
Rabba.
And Rav Huna.
Yeah.
Rav Chanan bar Rabba said, Shiva Tvachim, Shiva Tvachim. That was Machlech Shabut in the Chacham. And what did Rav Huna say?
Arba
Rabba Amos. Excellent. So what we have here, that's why the Gemara wants to discuss it here. So he says, the halacha is, you have to be Machzek Esrosh or Rul Shulchan. Go ahead. Amalei. Ah, who's this Psak halacha? It's like Beis Shammai. Now who's Beis Shammai? We know that Beis Shammai, we saw the Mishnah yesterday in Shir, on Chof Chesem and Aleph, that if you have Rosh of Aruba in the Sukkah and the tables in the bias, Beis Shammai says it's Pasul, Beis Hillel says it's Kosher. Why? So please get this, because Beis Hillel says it's Kosher, even if there's a space of what? Just for your Rosh of Aruba, not for your what table? Yes? And what does Rav Shmuel say? You need Rosh of Aruba and what? And what else?
And
Shulchan. So you see that what? Beis Shammai again holds you need what? Rosh of Aruba and Shulchan. Beis Hillel says all you need is to have what? Rosh of Aruba and Shulchan. Because what's the case in the Mishnah in Chaf Ches? Let's focus, Dani. What is the case in Chaf Ches? Mishaya Rosh of Aruba b'suko v'Shulchan b'socha bayis. Meaning what was in the sukkah? Your Rosh Verubo, yes?
Yeah.
Everyone have that? Remember we saw that Mishka yesterday. I hope you guys got a chance to look it up. It says, Mishai Rosh Verubo Shekhano, Besukha Veshekhano Besukha Bais. Meaning the Rosh Verubo is where? Your Rosh Verubo is where? It's in the Sukkah. Where's the Shulchan? It's in the Bais. That's, Basil says that's fine. Why does Basil says that's fine? Because that's all you need is Rosh Verubo. Beis Shammai says in Rosh of Aruba v'Shulchanu b'soch ha-sukkah. Yes? So therefore, the psak of Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel is going like Beis Shammai. Okay? Now the Rosh writes, okay? The Rosh writes very clearly, I wanted you to see in Siman Aleph, the Rosh quotes, that a man is sits amal amal, which is how much? Six tfachim by six tfachim. And how much is the shulchan, says the Yerushalmi? A tefach. So it's 6 by 6 is a human being, Rosh of Arubo, and the table is what? Is the 7th tefach. That's how the Rush writes here in Siman Aleph. Okay? The Rush writes Beferish. He says Beferish. He says, the Yushami says that it's Kadei Shulchan, and it says, Gavra Bamsi Yosef Shulchan Tefach. Yushami says, a man is what? 6 by 6 tefachim. And the shulchan is in the house, 6 plus 1 is 7. So that's how we get it. So he holds like who? Go ahead. So Amalei, so what did Rav Shmuel Yitzchak say to Rav Abba?
Amalei, Ela Keman.
No, you read it rhetorically. Ela Keman, meaning what? Yes, of course. Who else am I going to hold like? Of course my halacha is like Bisham. He said it kind of like rhetorically. Amalei, Rav Shmuel Yitzchak said to Ela Keman. Who else am I going to hold like? There's no other Tana that says you need Rosh of Rubo v'Shulchan of Besoch Abayis. That's how you got to read that, okay? Make sure we get that down, how to read that properly, okay? Go ahead, Ikadamri.
Yeah, Ikadamri, Amar Rabbi Abba, Damar Lafam, Kamani.
The other version is that Rav Abba said directly to Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, if someone asks you who you paska like, what will you answer him? Go ahead. Meaning what? I want you to be confident with your psak that we hold like Beis Shammai, even though Badera Klal, we hold like who? Beis Hillel, v'lo tazuz mimenu. Do not be hesitant with it. Don't be unconfident about it. Show your confidence with it. And the halacha is, this is what the Aruch Lanier points out here. I want you to get that. Even though Bedera Klal, the halacha is not Rik Bishame, here don't move from the psak. That's what the Aruch Lanier adds on Dir Masko the Amar. That's the second lashon. There's no big nafkamina between the two lashonos, but it's a stress. Okay? So that's the halacha. We're holding like who? We're holding like Bishame. Okay. Vayter now in the Gemara. So what do we see that their machloikis is by what? What do you see from this segment of the Gemara? That the machloikis beishame besil is about a sukkah k'tan or a sukkah gdol? Which one is the machloikis about? What do you see from the beginning of our Gemara? Sukkah k'tan, no doubt. Because we're talking about the Rosh of Arubo is in the sukkah, the shulchan wasn't. Is that good or not? According to besil, it's good. According to beishame, it's not. So obviously we're talking about a sukkah k'tan. That was the Havana in the Machlokes Bisham Bisil in the Mishnah where? In Sukkah Bedaf what? Chof Chesem and Alf, correct? So now the Gemara goes in and attacks that. Go ahead. Right, read it again, Maskif. Maskif, the word Maskif literally means attack. It always means a kasha. Go ahead, read again, Maskif. Yeah, what? Why are you so confident it's talking about a Sukkah Katana? Go ahead. Excellent. Maybe it's talking about a sukkah gedola. Go ahead. Now, what does a yosef mean? Kagon is, for example, yosef sitting. We don't skim any word. Remember, we always say that. That's faking, right? We always want to make sure we get everything. Kagon de yosef apuma on the mouth. Demitaltala. Taltal is the Aramaic word for a sukkah. Okay? So he's sitting at the mouth of the sukkah. His mom is sitting at the mouth of the sukkah. But what? Look at this picture here. Can you see this picture, guys? You see his table is in the house, but he's sitting on a chair, and his Rosh Verubo is sitting back like this. So he's sitting back like that. Can you see that, Svi? So he's sitting back like that, so he's in the sukkah. You see that? I'm sorry. You see that, where my finger is?
I see it.
You're sitting back like that, but the desk is inside the house. The desk is inside the house. Go ahead. V'shulchanam sukkah bayis. Kigon, read again. Kigon. Beishamai is worried you're going to what? You're going to follow after the table. What's going to happen? You're going to eat inside the house, and it's usher to do that, or you're in some mavatal mitzvah. So the man Xera Lamai said, we don't want you to be yotza even in this case. Go ahead, Ubeisilel. Exactly. But this mishnah is not talking about what? It's not talking about what? Sukkah k'tan at all. It's very possible that Beis Hillel will agree with who? Please get this nakuda. It's very possible Beis Hillel will agree with Beis Shammai that you need Rosh or Verubo, Vi what? Vishulchano. And the case in the Mishnah in Shmuel Bar Yitzchak when he said his halacha, it's going according to what? Both Beis Shammai and who? And Beis Hillel. Excellent. It's Lekuli Alma. The machlokes over there is by a sukkah gadol. Do we make an external gzeirah or not? You know what I mean by external? Meaning it's not speaking to the shear of the size of a minimum sukkah, correct? That's how you learn it like a lamdan, guys. You follow me? So the Gemara is challenging. Don't give me this business that what? You're like Beis Shammai. Who else am I going to hold like? Or be confident and don't move from it. You're not like Beis Shammai. You could be like Beis Hillel. And the Mishnah over there is talking about a sukkah gedola, not a sukkah ketana. It's a bomb kasha. Chlor? You got it, Yoni?
Yeah.
That's the kasha. Okay. Everyone got that? It's a very, very strong kasha. Go ahead. Now, what does v'daikanami mean? All over shas. You got, write this in your notebook. It means a raya from pshat. It always means from the pshat. The pshat of the mishnah, pshat of the brisa. Daikanami means, or daikanami, however you want to pronounce it. I always pronounce it daikanami. Daikanami means a raya in pshat. I'm going to show you from the wording of the Mishnah and the Brisa that I'm right, says who? Says Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Go ahead, Diktani. And how am I going to prove to you that it's a sukkah what? Gedola? Because V'im Isa. How do you translate V'im Isa? Excellent, Dani. If it's true that you're talking about a sukkah ketana, that's exactly what I want for you. You get everything. We get the lumdus and the pshat, both. Vim Isa, if it's what? If it's true, go ahead, that it's talking about a sukkah ketana, what language should it use?
Machzekes.
It should say machzekes. What does it hold? What does it hold? Does it hold enough? Does it hold your head, your body, and the table? What does it hold? If the Mishnah was talking about a sukkah katana, a certain shear, it should say, what does it contain? What does it hold? The Mishnah doesn't use that vocabulary. Since the Mishnah does not use that vocabulary, it must be talking about a sukkah gedola. And if it's talking about a sukkah gedola, we're talking about an external machlok. Do we make a gzera that you're going to follow after the table or not? But in a chanami, the shear of Rosh and Rubu Shulchan is both according to Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. This is a raya to his kasha. Everyone got that? David, you got that?
Yeah, well, how does the lashon of pasul or kosher work in terms? So we're saying that like whether the table is in the sukkah or not determines whether it's pasul or kosher.
No. Focus on what the words are. It doesn't say machzekis vein machzekis. Machzekis vein machzekis shows how much does it contain. How much does it hold? That would convey that it's talking about a sukkah katana. Since that wording is not used, we're talking about a sukkah gedola and an external gzeirah. Forget about it. We didn't get up to pasul and kosher yet. Okay, I want you to understand this line right there. The line of containing or how much it holds shows you it's talking about a sukkah katana. But that wording was not used. You follow what I'm saying? So therefore, it's a very good raya from the pshat. That's what I said dyke and pshat is. It's a raya from pshat from the wording that we're talking about a sukkah gedola and not a sukkah katana. You got me? Hold off on pasul kosher. We didn't get to there yet. You follow me?
Well, I was asking because when they say, because it doesn't say machzekis or anamachzekis,
meaning yes,
that it said pasul or kosher.
Correct. But it didn't say, it said rosh of verubo, but it didn't say machzekis rosh of verubo. Since it didn't say machzek, which means containing or holding, that shows we're not talking about a small sukkah, the minimum size of a sukkah. We're talking about a sukkah gedola. That's the focus. Forget about pasul and kosher. It didn't describe rosh of rubo as machzekis rosh of rubo. If it would have said it, then it would be talking about a sukkah katana. It doesn't say it. So therefore it shows clearly it's a sukkah gedola. Yes, Don?
What else would it possibly mean if it says rosh of rubo?
What do you mean? You tell me. He's talking about a sukkah gedola where you're sitting like this, and the table's inside the house, and I'm outside in the sukkah. But I'm saying if it's talking about a sukkah town, it's got to use the word machzekis. If I'm talking about a sukkah gedola, I don't need machzekis. I'm sitting like this in the sukkah, and the table's in the house. I don't need the word machzekis. If I'm dealing with a minimum small sukkah, it should say the sukkah only contains such and such size. So say the word machzekis. You follow what I'm saying? Since the word does not appear, therefore it's a sukkah gedola. Donnie, you got this? Good. Excellent. Okay. Go ahead now, Akiva. Now that we've established that we're talking about a sukkah gedola and the din of Rav Shmuel Bar Yisrael go according to Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, go ahead. You mean to tell me they don't argue? Beautiful. It says, Beferish, that what? That a sukkah that holds, they're the price that uses that wording, David. And it says Sheira according to the Chachamim. Tanakama is always synonymous with Chachamim, yes? Go ahead, why? Because if it's anonymous, we assume it's the Rabbi. Go ahead, Rabbi Omer. Rabbi's Rabbi HaKadosh is in the Arba Amos. That's one Brysa. Go ahead. What's Idach mean? Other. The other Brysa, go ahead.
Rabbi Omer, Kol Sukkah Sheva, Arba Amos, Arba Amos Pesula.
Now we got a problem, no? What's the problem? Go ahead, Ilu. It didn't say Shulchano. The first brisa with the Chum said Rosh of Rubo Sviva Shulchano. Follow this, Svi, please. The second brisa, what? Doesn't mention Shulchano. Kashin Adadi. It's a steer between the two brises. Yeah, read Kashin. I'm sorry, Kashin.
Kashin Adadi.
That's what it means. Adadi means on one another. Go ahead. What's El Alav mean?
Rather.
How do you translate El Alav? El is rather, but El Alav is a phrase must be.
Yeah,
it must be. Go ahead. Excellent. The brisa that says what? Rosh of Aruba Vishukhana, the first brisa is what? Is base what? No, the first brisa is what? That says you need what? Rosh of Aruba Vishukhana is base what? Beis Shammai. The second brisa that says you need Rosh of Rubo is Beis Hillel. Kiva, you follow me? That's the first brisa is Beis Shammai, the second one is Beis Hillel. Yes? So you see, Beferish, that we got a problem now. We have a machloikus between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel presented by what topic? What topic?
Minimum shear.
Sukkah Ketana. We just got through saying with the attack of who? Let's follow, guys, with the attack of Menachem Bar Yitzchok, that the machlokes was by Sukkah Gedolah, by Sukkah Ketanah, everyone agreed. What are you talking about? We just reconciled two prices and set up a machlokes b'shamah b'silah. And it's talking about machzek, it's talking about a Sukkah, what Ketanah. So you see back, you see that the machlokes is by a Sukkah Ketanah, and I'll prove it to you. Go ahead, Akiva, what? I'm a Merzutra. The Mishnah also is a proof in pshat. Yes? Go ahead. Oh, v'im isiv, it's true that it's talking about a Sukkah Gedolah. If it's true that you want to tell me that it's talking about a Sukkah Gedolah, your attack, that the machloks, remember the attack of who was it? Who was the attack? Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok. According to his attack, his shito, the machlokes is by what? The Sukkah Gedolah. What wording should have been used? Go ahead. That's what it should say. I want you guys to get this down. You know, Reb Chaim made famous. And the Rav, and Reb Moshe Soloveitchik, the Brisker Rav, they developed this theory called Gavra Chefsa. Okay? They developed this theory, Gavra Chefsa. And we speak about it a lot. I want you to know something. The Gemara says in the Dorim Beis Beis, this is where they got it from. If you take a netter not to eat an orange, that's an Isser Chefsa. The Gemara says on Beis and Beis, a netter is an Isser Chefsa. What is a Shvuah? It's an Isser Gavra. Excellent, guys. Reb Chaim didn't make this up. He got it from the Gemara in the Dorim Beis Mitbeis. Chefs is an article. A chefs. An article. Gavra's on the person. Please get this. So in the same vein, if we're talking about a Sukkah Gedolah, there's nothing wrong with the chefs of the Sukkah. The problem is the way you made up the configuration that the table is where in the house. Will we make a gzera? And therefore, if you're speaking to the Gavra, what vocabulary should you use? The word yatzah. Did you fulfill your mitzvah, Mr. Ben Torah? Did you fulfill your mitzvah? Then say yatzah, lo yatzah. Pusl or kusher focuses on not the Gavra, but the what? The chefsa. Exactly, Matthew. And therefore, Marzutra says, I can prove you in pshat. That if it was talking about a Sukkah, what, Gedolah, and the issue is in the what? The issue is in the Gavra, then what wording should have been used, Marty? Yatsa and lo yatsa. So therefore, since it doesn't use that wording, what is it talking about, Akiva? A Sukkah what? Ketana. That's what he's asking. Now we're back to the drawing board, what we said in the beginning. That was Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak's pshat, remember? That we were talking about a Sukkah Ketana, he paskin like who? Beis Shammai. Remember, he was attacked by Rav Nachman Yitzchok, who proved that the Mishnah is talking about a Sukkah Gedolah. Now we're re-attacking him. And we're saying it's talking about a Sukkah Ketanah because it should have used the word Yatsa and Lo Yatsa. And I'm trying to sharpen the Chiluk. Yoni, you got me? Between Gavra and Chefsa. We're putting it in the shot in the Gemara. When you talk about Yatsa and Lo Yatsa, it's about the Gavra. Did he get points at Shemayim for filling the mitzvah or not? When you talk about Pasul Akash, you're focusing on the Chefsa. Yes, Donnie.
Every
netter
should go the same. They both
Gavra Chefsa because
if you're making.
We don't have time now. I'll give you one nafkamina. In fact, we're learning in the Darim in the Kolo in the afternoon. In the afternoon, I have to say Chabur on Wednesday, B'Shem to the Kolo. So I help Rav Shechter in the afternoon in the Kolo. So he actually gave a Chabur, the first Chabur of the year, he sat over from the Rav gave five nafkaminas between a netter and a shvu. I'll just give you one so you'll have it in your notes. When we were accepted the Torah by Hashem, we took a shvu. We took a shvu. If a guy takes a shvu not to sit in Sukkah, or not to shake a lulav, the shvu is not chal. Ain't shvu chal shvu. Because we took a shvu to shake a lulav and to sit in Sukkah. You got me? But if you take a netter not to what? Shake a lulav. If you take a netter not to sit in Sukkah, the issus on the chefsa, that's chal. You did a terrible thing, you did an aveira, you better go to a chacham ater neder, but I want you to get that down. Can you take a shvu against the Torah? No. You're mushpavol me behar Sinai. That's the Lashon of Gemara. In the Dorm daf chesamaf. You take a neder, the neder's on the chefsa, the shvu was on the gavra to do the mitzvah. So that's one nafkimin. I want you to know that suffices, okay? Because we're not learning the Dorm. But I want you to get that what? I want you to get that chiluk. Okay? And that's exactly what the Gemara is fighting here now. Yes, Yoni?
Say that again.
Yes. The nafkamina I'm giving you, there's five, but the nafkamina I'm giving you to a neder and shvua is, if a guy takes a shvua not to sit in sukkah or shake a luluf, it's not chal. Because when we accepted the Torah, we took a shvua to do all the mitzvahs. We were mushpa v'omeh behar Sinai. So ain shvua chal shvua. You can't take a shvua to negate that other shvua. Whereas a neder is good, because it's not good, and it's a bad thing to do, but the neder would be chal, because the neder is on the chefs of the luluf, the chefs of the sukkah. And therefore, it gets off the ground. You'll have to go to Chacham, the Mat, and the Neder. Okay? You got what I'm saying? That's a nafkamina I want you to get down. But the Gemara is, I'm sharpening the distinction in the Gemara. Yatz and Layatz talking to the Gavra. And therefore, the Gavra is problematic. He's sitting in a situation where there's a Gzeira. Then say Yatz and Layatz. The fact that it says Pasul and Kasha shows it's talking about a Sukkah Ketana. So we're back to the drawing board. We're going back to the Nachmar Yitzchak. So the Gemara says, Elawat. So what was the kasha? Go ahead, the Ella what?
Ella kasha misha haya.
What does that mean, kasha misha haya? What does kasha misha haya mean? What's misha haya?
How do you explain that?
Yeah, you don't translate misha haya literally. What does misha haya mean?
The
Mishnah and daf ches. That's the first two words in the Mishnah. That's the heading of the Mishnah. Excellent, Matthew. How do you understand that Mishnah? Meaning what? What should it have said? It's talking about a sukkah ketana. What wording? Excellent, Donnie. It should have said machzekis. Kiva, you following me? We're back to that kasha. We should have said machzekis. So what do you do with that now? So Gemara throws its hands up in the air and says, you know what? Go ahead, Kiva Lioilum. You know what? I want you to read the Rashi there. Read that Rashi. Amar Mazur Chadei Kanami. Everyone got it? Look at that Rashi, guys.
Amar Mazur Chadei Kanami.
I'll prove it to you in Pshat. It's talking about Ketana, and they're arguing about the base shear. Go ahead. Oh, what's Mahadra mean? They're going after the Chefsa. They're going after the Chefsa, the Sukkah. Post the Machshirin shows us on the Chefsa, the Sukkah. You follow me? That's what Mahadra means. That the topic's going on there. So go ahead. What's the Maskana, Lioilum? Go ahead, Lioilum in reality. But the Gemara throws its hands up in there and says they argue by both. Sukkah Ketana and Sukkah Gdoila. Liolim in reality, Tarte Pligi. Go ahead. Oh, there was something missing in there. You know why that happens a lot in Shas? I want you to get this done. I just saw this from the Sefer, quoted in the name of the Sefer, Klole Agamara. I want you to get this. Oh. You know there was an Isser to write down Torah Shabbat Peh? They used to do everything about Peh. Torah Shabbat Peh, you're not allowed to write down. The Gemara says there was a special heter to write it down. It's a pasuk in Tehillim. What perek? I think I forgot. What perek is in Tehillim? Eis lasos Hashem, heferet torasecha. Once in a while, we can make an exception to a rule. And if we wouldn't written down the Mishnah Gemara, we'd have lost the whole thing. But normally, Torah Shabbat Peh cannot be written down. So Rabbi Akkadish would write very tersely. You know what tersely is? Short, succinctly, so that people could say it over and memorize. But every so often, he would write it so tersely that anyone who's alarmed would say, well, this doesn't make much sense. So they would have to say there's missing some words here. And therefore, that's what every chasuri mechzer is in Shas. There's something missing, put a phrase in, and this is the way it goes. You got that now? It's a beautiful hesber. He's always bothered by that. So you want to hand me the gittin? I'm sorry, I'm being lazy. I'll show you where this is really not a right way to do it. But I want to know where something is Tanakh. You know when the Gemara quotes a pasuk, you look on the side. You really should know from the Tanakh. But give me the Maseches. Getting the Gemara quotes Eis Lasos Hashem Eferes Sorasecha. You look on the side. I'll tell you what Perik is. You write it in your notes so you remember it. Is it if you take a look at Gittin on Daf Samach? That's I know where the Gemara quotes the pasuk. Oh, Tehillim Kufiyut Tes. Write it down. Tehillim Kufiyut Tes. I'm sorry. I wrote the wrong. It wasn't Samach. It's Samach Daf Samach in Gittin, but it's Tehillim Kufiyut Tes. You know Kufiyut Tes is the longest one. And that's if you ever go to a Besach forest with the letters. Correct. Spell out the names. Correct. You spell out the names. So it's an ayin. Ace, sometimes there's a time to act for Hashem, and we can suspend the din. So that's why Chesuri Mechzer, there was something missing over there in the Mishnah. And what was missing? Go ahead. Right, read again. Chesuri Mechzer of Achitani. There it is. Beishamai. Oh, Beishamai says Lo Yatza. Read again. Beishamai, what?
Beishamai over in Lo Yatza.
Beautiful. Go ahead. There it is. The Mishnah has both. The first one was a sukkah what? Sukkah gedola. Second one is sukkah ktana. What wording is used, David? What word vocabulary is used when it describes sukkah ktana? Machzekis. Excellent. So there it is. Black on white. Gimel and aleph. You'll hazard in your mind when you go to these college classes. You know, like we said, we know everything core. When you go on the flight, Donnie, I want you hazarding the Gemara in your mind. You don't need the Gemara. Marty, you go. You test each other, okay? When you come back, I want to core. We got everything core. Like on Thursday, remember we did that? We're going to do that the first Thursday. Same thing, okay? All right, let's get it. Not for the grade, so you know it, okay? Keep all I do is I call over guys, you know, in Seder to go ask questions. Okay, now listen to this. So the Gemara clearly has a machloika sukkah ktana sukkah dola beisham beisil across the board. We got it? Across the board, machloika beisham beisil. Okay, good. Machloika beisham beisil. I want to know right from the very outset, and you got to ask yourself this question too. The Gemara said very clearly there's a double machloika sukkah ktana sukkah dola. Is the same reasoning for both or not?
What's happening?
It's a big nafka meaning because we want to know how we're going to paskin lamaisa, and also we want to know what the hesber of the machlokes is. In other words, there's a machlokes b'sham b'sil on sukkah ktana sukkah gedola, but is it possible that the same svara that drove, let's say, b'sham to say a shita by sukkah ktana also drove him to say what a shita is by sukkah gedola? I want to know, are these two machlokes intertwined or are they not intertwined? That's got to come up to your mind, even before we start the tithes, which we're going to do, okay? But I want you just to know that. When you see that, you got to ask yourself, oh, very interesting. I have a double machlokes b'sham b'sil. Are they related? Are they not related? Okay? You got to ask yourself, when you're given that as a lamdin, that should come up in your mind. I want to know, are these machlokes related? Are they not related? So I gave you the riff. One sec, Donnie. Let's get it, okay? I gave you the riff. The riff, if you look in the back, and the Rosh quotes them here in Siman Aleph, the Rush quotes him in Siman Aleph. The Rif is of the opinion, Halacha Lamaisa, okay? The Rif is of the opinion. The Rif, I want you to know, I gave it to you. The Rush quotes him, though, but as long as you should know it, it's on Yud Beis and Beis Dapia Rif, running out to Gimel. The Oz Vahadar has a different Nusach, but it always quotes the old Nusach. It's Yud Beis and Beis starting on Yudafia Gimel. So the Rif makes the following theory. The Rif. It's on Yud Beis and Beis, the last two words in the Dapei Rif, the Rif is Amr Shmuel to Yud Gimel Amar Aleph. Those Vahadar, it has a different. Those Vahadar, they also show you where it is, too. Do you have it there? But Lamais, we're not going to read it inside. I'm going to say what the Rif says. Okay? The Rif holds the following. The Rif holds the following. That they are very much related to one another. Meaning that Beis Shammai held. The reasoning of a sukkah ktana is the reasoning for sukkah gedola. What do I mean to say by that? Why does halacha lemaisa Beis Shammai prohibit a sukkah gedola? It's usher to eat when what? When your shulchan is where? When your shulchan is where, Akiva? In the house. Because you might follow after the what? The table. And end up in the house. One sec, Donnie. Get this down. You might end up what? You might end up following the table that's in the house. And you might have been eating in the house. That's why he passes a sukkah what? Gedola. Even if you didn't end up doing that. Avram, even if you didn't end up sitting in the sukkah, sitting in the house. You cannot eat in that configuration. That also is the theory for sukkah ktana as well. Because what was his theory? Rosh Verubo, the shulchano. But where is the shulchan? In the house, yes? The shulchan should be where? In the sukkah. So this is what I want to bring out. According to the Rif, the basic minimum shear d'oraisa yoni is what? 6x6 tefachim. Because your body is in the sukkah. But because he wants to provide that the shulchan will be where? In the sukkah. And he's afraid they're going to follow the sukkah into the house. They made a gzeirin added on another what? Another tefach. So the shear of 7x7 is really what? Is really the Rabbanon. The shear to your rice is really 6x6. Thereby the Rif has his theory that the two machloikasim are interrelated to one another. That's an amazing chiddush. But that's what the Rif writes. Yes. The concern of the Rif by a sukkah gedolah is what, Donnie? That you're going to follow the table into the house. So even if you don't end up eating in the house, it's still possible what you did. Yes? Because you need the shulchan to be in the sukkah, not the house. That also is the makeup and the framework for the sukkah ktana as well. Because Rosh of Ruba must be in the sukkah, but also the shulchan must be in the sukkah. Because if the shulchan's in the house, I'm afraid your Rosh of Ruba is going to follow the shulchan. But the bottom line is the Rosh of Ruba is really 6x6 tefachim. That's the sheer diraisa. They added on another tefach because of the gzeira, because there's a gzeira shamim shech achshchano, even by a sukkah, what? Kitana as well. And that's exactly what I wanted you to see in the Rosh. The Rosh says, I'm sorry, Rif, I love you. You're my Rebbe, but I cannot argue, I cannot agree with you. He says, Ein Varav Nirin, I do not agree with you. The Lishna Shetei Machseket Lo Mashma Hachi. He says, the Lishna Machsekis doesn't, is not Mashma that way. The Lashon of the Gemara is Machsekis means, even if you bend yourself, Safuf, what's the word, you cramp yourself in. Let's say you cramp yourself in 6x6, and you fit the table in. Would that be good? The Rush from the Lashon to Gemara, the Rush says, no, that would not be good. You have to sit like a mensch, the Revach. The Shir of Rosh of Aruba, one second, the Shir Rosh of Aruba Shulchado implies you sit there like a mensch, not cramped. And therefore, says the Rush, it means 7x7. 7x7 media Risa. Okay? And the Ran, right there in the Daf Arif, says exactly like the Rosh, that you need 7x7 because you need a Diris what?
Keva.
You need a Diris Keva. Even though we paskin Diris Eroi, but by a Sukkah Ktana we paskin like Beis Shammai. You need a little bit of Kvias. It's got to be a little bit of a structure. It's got to be Machsekes Rosh of Arubo. Less than that is called the Dira what? Srucha. What's a Dira Srucha?
Horrible.
Literally means it's smelly, but it means horrible. It's a horrible way of living. And therefore, according to the Rosh and the Ran, the Shir of Shiva Tvachim HaShiva Tvachim is the Araisa against the Rif. You got what I'm saying? And therefore, according to the Rosh and the Ran, get it down in your notes. Yoni, we're going to get to you. Get it down in your notes. It comes out according to the Rosh and the Ran. These two, Machloikasim, Sukkatan, Sukkatan, are not related. Not against the Rif. They are not related. Absolutely not. Sukkah Gedolah is an external gzeira. Sukkah Ktana is a machloikas, what the Shir D'Oraisa is. Plain and simple. And the Rif says, I'm sorry, Talmidim, the Rosh and the Ran, I believe that they're firmly related to one another. And it comes out that the Shir D'Oraisa is 6x6, Tvachim, and they added Amid Rabban a Shir of 7. And the Rosh says, that's ridiculous. Mashmi, you have to, the Rosh says, if you could, the Rif would say, if you could squeeze the table in 6x6, it would be good. That's ridiculous. You have to sit like a mensch, and the Shir is to sit berevach. And that means 7x7. Halacha l'maisa. Okay? So we have this major, major machlekes, how to view this machlekes. Yes, yes, Yoni, go ahead. What's the svara you're saying?
Yeah, where is that svara?
It's a good question. Yoni's asking good. My response to you would be, who says you need to have a table? Hold an orange, hold an apple. For the Shir D'Oraisa to sit in the sukkah, who says you have to have the table? That's what the Rif's response would be. Well, first of all, I'd say you could hold an orange in your hand. That's what I'm saying to you. You don't need to have a table. You could hold a sandwich, a pizza, in your hand. Do you really have to have a table? That's my first response to you. My second response is, it's halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. That's it. All shiurim are halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. I don't need to give you svaras. And the Rif's Mesorah was that 6x6 was a shiur d'oraisa. They added on a 7th tefach midrabanan. That's my second response. I want you to get both those down. It's a good kashi ask. But that's the Rif's Havana. Okay? Yes, Donnie.
Is there any shiur that would hold that, like, a way to connect the two? Some. Is
that like Beis Hillel is never mocked by the table, and Beis Shammai is always mocked by the table.
Okay.
It's
a good thought what you're saying, but we don't find that. You know, it's not that they were into furniture. You know what I'm saying?
Nope.
It's a good thought what you're saying. No, I'm glad you brought that up.
No, but I'm saying
you're not gonna find a Makoros and Shas that one was interested in furniture, and one wasn't.
You're
thinking good.
No, I'm saying
We know that it says you have to eat. Well, that's a masorah. You have to sit and you have to eat. So that's not the nakuda. You can eat without a table. Okay, you're thinking good. But that's the pshat, okay? According to the Rif, they're related. According to the Rush and the Ron, they are not related. Yes, Akiva.
So just to clarify, the Rush and the Ron both say that Yoraisa's shabbat 7x7 is necessary with a different svaras.
They say the svara might be exactly like I said, even though we paskin diris eroi, but 7x7 tachas, you need a diris keva, and the diris keva is what? What's the diris keva? The diris keva, here Yehuda, you can sit next to Adam, okay? Because that's where Yoni was sitting. No, the Gemara says on Daf Zion, that Rabbi says we paskin, in other words, the svar of 7x7 tefachim is based on you need to have some structure. Diris keva. Even though we paskin the sukkah diris eroi, but as I'm saying, the Ron says you need a shtickle what? A shtickle structure.
The Rebbe said about the Rush saying it was cramped, that's not the svar of finding
7x7. No. So I'm saying, I brought up what the Rush doesn't like about the Rif. If in theory you could squeeze in a table to 6x6 tefachim, according to the Rif, it would be good. The Rush says from the Lashon HaGemara, it says machsekes. It doesn't mean you have to cramp in. The shear is 7x7 where you can sit comfortably.
That's what I'm saying. So it's different from the Ron's reason why it's 7x7.
The Rush is assumed, they're both agreeing that the shear 7x7 is diraisa, and the Rush is assuming you must sit there comfortably, but also, he might also agree with the Ron that you have to have what? Somewhat of a structure, and also comfortable. They don't have to be arguing on one another, okay? If you look at the Rush there, the Rush doesn't bring up that Nakuda, but I don't think he has to argue with the Ron. They're not arguing. What I want you to get is they both agree that it's a Shir D'Yoraisa, and the Svara that the Rush says and the Ron also adds on. Not that they're arguing, okay? Yes, Matthew.
So I have two questions for us.
Yes, go ahead.
The first one is, we're saying at the end of the Rush drama that the Machlokesim aren't related, so by
that's correct.
Ron, they're arguing Shir D'Yoraisa. Or are they arguing by Sukkot?
Whether there's a gzeira of Shema Yimshech Achar Shulchanu. Is there an external gzeira or not?
And then my second question is,
yes.
If we were saying, if Rebbe said, the second answer might be that Shir Ma'alach and Rosh Messina.
Yes.
Doesn't it seem seemingly problematic that the Rosh would argue on his Rebbe? If the Rebbe said, the reason why the Shir is Ma'alach and Rosh Messina, how could one argue on Ma'alach and Rosh?
They had a Masor of the Shir, but not but there could be a Machlekes about what the makeup of that shear was. Okay? And that's going to bring us to the next Nakuda, which I want to get right now, okay? Before we get to the Tais, which we got to get to. But we have a Masorah, and I think I gave it to you. We have a Masorah from the Rambam, okay? I want you to get this. The Masorah from the Rambam is that you can never have a Machlokes about Halacha L'Moshe Mesinais. And what we're saying here is the Prima Godim writes that a sukkah that doesn't have shiva tefachim and shiva tefachim is pasul min haTorah based on halacha l'moshe Mesinai. And according to the Rosh and Ron, that's shiurim. All shiurim are d'oraisa. It's halacha l'moshe Mesinai. Yes? It's halacha l'moshe Mesinai. Is that correct?
Yeah.
But we have a Masorah that the Rambam writes in Hilchos Mamrim, Perek Aleph, Halacha Gimel, that you can never have a machloikis on halacha l'moshe Mesinai. The Rambam writes you can never have a machloikis on a din that's halacha l'moshe Mesinai. Avram, please get this down. According to the Rambam, you can never have a machlokes on Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai. And here we have a machlokes, because the shear of Shiva Tvachim, according to Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, we're saying is a machlokes. Is it Rosh of Rubo, Bishulchano, Halacha L'Maisa, or is it what Rosh of Rubo? It's a machlokes. And we're saying that the sukkah that's not Shiva Tvachim is Psula Min HaTorah, it's Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai. But Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai, how can we what? You can't have a machlokes. Beis Shammai is still arguing about this. Yeah. Who asked this kasha? The Bir Halacha, the Chafetz Chaim asked this kasha. Simin Tov Reish Lam and Dalad Diramaskal Psul. He asked this kasha. Okay, I want you to get this. All right. That's a it's very important kasha. We got to take care of it before we start the taisis, okay? You can never have a machlokes on halacha mishum sinai, Ram says. So ask the Bir Halacha and the Prima Gadim, if this is halacha mishum sinai, which is a shear of shivatam shivatvachim, then how do you have this machlokes? Beisham Yisul, whether it's good or not. Okay? Rosh of Arubo al Shulchano, Beisul, Beisham came up with 7x7, Beisul says you don't need a table. So even less would be good. Yes, David?
Yeah, what was the Lashon of the
Halacha
L'Moshe
Messinai?
That it was
7x7,
or that was Rosh
HaRuba V'Shulchan? All shiurim in Shas are Halacha L'Moshe Messinai.
No, I mean, what was said as a Halacha?
What did we say yesterday? The word Sheva appears on Tetvav HaBeis. Remember, it didn't say anywhere Shiva al Shiva? It said Sheva B'Meshach. Rosh HaRuba was the shiur that was given. And we defined that, remember we said yesterday, as being Shiva al Shiva. Remember we quoted the Rosh, we had the Rosh yesterday. Remember we had that, but the Gemara only said Meshach Sheva. Remember that's how we had a marker that maybe only is 1-7 maybe? Okay? But Shiurim HaAlach L'Mosh Mishina, how do you have a machloikus about this? Okay. So I want you to get this down. Yes, sweet.
We just said it's on the Rambam though. That whole
yeah, the Rambam says you can never have a machloikus on a HaAlach L'Mosh Mishina. But here this is a topic. So machloikus Beisham and Beisil, what the Shiur of a Sukkah is. How do you have such a machloikus? The Rambam is a Rishon.
Right.
The Rambam says any halacha that stems from halacha Moshe Mishina can never have a machlokes about it in the Gemara. But there's a machlokes in the Gemara about it. Bisham and Bisilo. That's the Bir Halachas Kasha. On the Prima Gadim, on the Rosh and the Ran that say that the Shir is halacha Moshe Mishina. One sec, Donna. So the Brisker Rav writes, I want you to get this. The Brisker Rav writes, the Rav's uncle, the Brisker Rav writes in the Kuntras, in Yuma, on Kavav and Beis, he writes the following. I want you to get this. He says, every so often we have in Shas Machlekesim about Halacha L'Moshe Mishina. You want to give me a Baba Kama Svi? I'm lazy, I'm sorry. I'm hopefully not lazy in general, but today I should get up and get it. You ever heard of Chatzin Nezek Tzurus in Baba Kama? There's a Machlekes in Chatzin Nezek Tzurus in Baba Kama, Daf Yitzayin and Beis. Chatzin Nezek Tzurus is what is a Halacha L'Moshe Mishina. If an animal's walking around and kicks up a pebble and breaks your vessel in Rishus HaRabim, you pay Chatzin Nezek. It's a Halacha L'Moshe Mishina. And then there's a machloikis over there in the Gemara between Sulchus and the Chachamim on Daf Yud Zayin and Mebeis. Okay? How could that be a machloikis, Sulchus and the Chachamim? It's a Halacha L'Moshe Mishina. How could you have a machloikis about it? I thought the Rambam says you never have a machloikis about it, whether it's what? Whether it's considered to be what? Is it migufo or is it considered to be what? Is it migufo or not? Do you pay or is it not considered to be migufo? It's a machlekes between who? Between sukkos and the chachamim. Whether you pay nezek sholem or you pay chatzin nezek. Okay? It's a machlekes whether you pay half damages or whether you pay full damages. Okay? But the topic is Halacha L'Moshe Mishina. So the Brisker Rav says like this. Avram, get it down. That the Gemara says in Tmura, on Daf Tet Zayin Amun Aleph, the Amr of Yudam or Shmuel, that there were 3,000 halachas that were forgotten when Moshe Rabbeinu died, when they were mourning over Moshe Rabbeinu because they were sad. And there was the Gemara says in Tmura, on Tet Zayin Amun Aleph, and Rabbi Abo says that Atniel ben Kenaz, Atniel, he was one of the Shoftim, excellent, Matthew. There's a yeshiva, Atniel. I have a good friend of mine who's a Rebbe in the Hazri yeshiva there. Right? In the Atniel, by Chavrus is a Rebbe there. And Atniel ben Kenaz restored the halacha through shiurim, through pilpul. So the Brisker Rav says, halacha l'maisa, the Rambam said there's never a machloikis on which halacha l'moshe mishina is. On the halachas that were not forgotten. But the halachas that were forgotten, you better bet your bottom dollar there were machloikis in. There were machloikis, even on halacha l'moshe mishina. So Tzruros and Rosh of Arubo Shal Shulchano is those halakhas that were forgotten. And therefore the Rambam says Adniel ben Kenaz restored them, mitoch pilpul, but on those types of halakha l'moshe mishinas that were forgotten, you can have a machlekes. And that's the answer that the Brisker Rav wants to give. And that's the answer we're going to give here to answer the Bir Halachas Kasha. Yes, Adam?
Why would there be, even the earlier ones that were forgotten, why would there be
the ones that were not forgotten There is no machlokes.
But why would there be one before?
There were some halachas that were forgotten, some that weren't.
No, I understand some were forgotten, some were not. But
right.
In general, why would they have halachas in the first place?
Because what halacha Moshe Sinai means is Hashem gave it directly to Moshe. Why should it be machlokes about it? It's crystal clear.
Exactly, crystal clear. That means there'll be no machlokes at all.
No, no, because remember we always say there are five ways to learn out of Din D'oraisa.
Yeah.
Some are psukim, some are what, svaras.
Yeah, yeah.
So those other avenues you could have machlokes in. But the avenue of halacha Moshe Sinai, the Rambam says you cannot have a machlokes.
That's what I'm saying. I don't understand how you can say anything.
No, so I'm saying that the Rambam only meant that on the halachas that what? The ones that were never forgotten, the ones that were in a sense never forgotten, there is taka no machlokes. But the ones that we had to review and restore through pilpul, those taka could emerge machlokes.
How?
That's what the that's
hey,
part
how
of the sword.
That possible?
How is what possible?
Hey, how is that possible for those halachas to have a machlokes?
Because when they restored it, they had different approaches. Elu veelu divrei Elokim chayim.
So obviously only one of them is right
there. No, that's Elu Elu, both are right. Elu Elu Dim Kim Chai. That's a good morning interview.
Elu Elu means that both of them are right.
Dafikim, both can be right. That's Elu Elu Dim Kim Chai.
Those things, there's one.
I understand, but we assume that when Adnil Bekanaz restored it, there might be different approaches that then they both have validity, authenticity. Okay? That's the concept of what? That's the concept of Torah Shabbat Peh, of the avenue of Halacha Lomash Sinai. That's what we're being mechadish. Yes, Beth. Yes.
I think if I can articulate
out. Go ahead.
I think what he's trying to say is that how could it be that if seemingly came Halacha Lomash Sinai, it was so clear, like it was clear, that how could there have been.
Because that's what I'm saying. Once it was forgotten, it became restored through the other avenues to learn out Dinim D'oraisa. Remember we said there are how many ways?
Yeah,
five. So when they restored them, they went with those other avenues, and those other avenues can have... No, those other avenues, I understand, but since its core was like that, it's remained stamped as being Halacha Lomash Sinai.
But how did they know?
Okay. That's what I'm saying to you. They restored that it was what? They restored the halacha that was a halacha Moshe Messina, but if it was restored through different avenues, Lamaisa,
how did they know that?
Through the shiurim, they worked it out that it had to be halacha Moshe Messina. But I'm saying they might have used the pasuk, they might have used the svara, they might have used the yugim amidos. So in those ways, you can have a machlaikis. Okay? All right, guys, we got to move. You got this? All right, very good. Let's get this now, Viter. Okay? Let's get this now, Viter. We gotta begin the Tysis, guys. We got to begin the Tysis. I want to just set up for us. Listen. I want to set up for this. Please get this, Matthew. This Nakuda, please get it. Guys, let's get it. This Nakuda that we discussed at great length, whether the two machloikasim are related or not, sets up the following. If there are related, then whatever you paskin by one, you're going to what? Paskin by the other. If they are disconnected, you could paskin like one on one machlokes and one on the other. Get it down now. Okay? Comes along the riff. You ask me what the nafkamin is. Comes along the riff, and the riff says, I paskin like Beis Shammai, halacha lemaisa, across the board. And therefore, I hold Zereshim Shech Achar Shulchano. I paskin like Beis Shammai by Sukkah Gedola, Dani. I paskin like Beis Shammai, says the Rif, by Sukkah Ktana. However, says the Ran, before we get to the Ran, who says like the Rif? The Rambam, in Perek Vav, Lachaches, the Shulchan Aruch, Simen Tov, Reish, Lamadal, Sifdal, they all paskin like the Rif. We paskin like Beis Shammai, both by Sukkah Ktana and by Sukkah Gedola. The Bartanura says the same thing, the Ramban, the Raivin, Rabbi Hananel, many Rishonim follow the Rif, and they possibly Beis Shammai by both. Whoever comes along the Ran, and he says no. The Ran says, I beg to differ. And that's what we're going to see when we get to our Tosis. Our Tosis rejects it in the end, but Tosis in the middle of the Tosis, and the Ran says, I hold like this Ladina, only by Sukkah Ktana do we hold like Beis Shammai. But by Sukkah Gedola we hold like Beis Hillel. And we do not learn from Sukkah Ktana to Sukkah Gedola. They are two different svaras. Sukkah Ktana, If it's less than Rosh of Rubo of Shulchano, it's like a Dira Srucha. It's a bad Dira. It's a smelly Dira. Yes? Mashenki in a Sukkah Gedola? What's the reasoning? Shema what? What's the reasoning, Sukkah? It's an external Gzeira. So he says, by Sukkah Ktan, I hold like who? Bei Shama. By Sukkah Gdola, I hold like Bei Silol. So this is very critical to answer your kashas. For you ask me, what's the nafkamina? That's the nafkamina. If they're related to one another, Yoni, we just pointed out that if the two machlokes are related to one another, like the Rif paskins and both like Bei Shammai. Get it down. The Rif, the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, the Raavad, the Rabbi Hananel. They all paskin like the Rif. Like Bei Shammai in both cases. But the Ran says, I make a split. And that's what Tosis we're going to see now. I don't know if we'll get to that point, but Tosis says, I disagree. Tosis, at least in the middle of Tosis, the Ran says, Beferish, get it down as the Ran. That by Sukkah Ktan, I hold like Bei Shammai. But by Sukkah Gdol, I hold like Bei Silol. But aren't they related? No, they're not related, Yehuda. Sukkah Ktan is a Diras Ruch if it's less than that. Sukkah Gdol is whether I hold like the Gzeira, and I don't hold like the Gzeira, I hold like Bei Silol. Okay? So it sets up very nicely. And that's all from the Gemara, guys. I want you to see what the Rishonim are speaking. They looked at the Gemara like us. The Rif, imagine the Rif coming in. The Rif coming in. The Rif coming with the Rif coming in the Shiru. The Rosh, the Ran. They all were looking at the same Gemara, guys. And they asked themselves, listen, are these two machlokes related or not? Rif says, yes, they are. Ron says, I'm sorry, they're not. Okay, let's begin the Tosis now. All right? Tosis in the middle said they are not, but in the end he backed out. In the end he said that they are related. Whatever you say about one, you say by the other. Okay, well, let's get to the Tosis. Go ahead, Akiva. Let's look at Tosis inside now, guys. Look inside. We got it? Look inside. It's Geshmak. You know, one Nakuda I just want to mention before we start the Tosis, I saw is amazing, the Svasemis. Svasemis writes, he wasn't just a Bucky and Nister. Nigla also. Sefer on Shas. Do you know he has on Kodshim too? When I was learning in Eretzon Chevra, the yeshiva for Nelsman, there's a man in Eretzon named Ravrom Garbos. He's probably the biggest Bucky and Kodshim in the world, on the whole planet Earth. He knows, I'm telling you, he knows everything. So in Kodshim, there's not a lot of Rishonim. You have the Rashi Tosis, the Rambam, and then all the Briskerovs. But there are a few Gedol Achronim in Kodshim. Keren Ora, Svasemis. He knows all the Keren Oras, all the Svasemises. What'd you say? Mishabru wrote Likuti Alachas. Mishabru, very good. He wrote the Likuti Alachas too. But the Svasemis has Anshas. He has Anshas too, the Nigla. So what does the Svasemis say? Listen to this. I thought it was an amazing horror. Why does it say Rosh of Arubo? Why does it say Rosh of Arubo?
Tell us what?
In other words, what should it say? And this is the Nakuda. The Shulchan Aruch quotes Rosh of Arubo, yes? So the Svasemis says, I want you to get this down, Svi. What happens if Kulu Besuka and the Shulchan Aruch is Bebayis? But what does the Shulchan Aruch say? Let's say his whole body is in what? The word Rosh of Arubo. Is that treated literally or not? So the Svasemis says, if you look at Shulchan, it says Rosh of Arubo. So let's say he has his Rosh of Arubo in the Sukkah, but the Shulchan is in the Bayis. Yes? Let me ask you a question. What happens if his whole body is in the Sukkah? Not just Rosh of Arubo. You know what he says? He says he thinks it should be good. Then he says, Sarachim. I'm not sure. Because he says, Rosh of Arubo is a chiddush even according to what? Beis Hillel. Halacha l'maisa. If you are totally in the sukkah and your shulchan is the bias, are you going to tell me that Beis Shammai agrees you don't make a gzeira? He says it's hard for him to believe that. No. I always thought Rosh Hashanah my whole life is lav davka. No, that Beis Shammai. Are you going to tell me that Beis Shammai only makes the gzeira when Rosh of Arubo is what? In the sukkah, but your shulchan is in the bias. But what happens if my whole body is in the sukkah and my table is in the bias? You're going to tell me Beis Shammai says that's fine? He thinks that's crazy. I'm not going to say crazy, but he thinks that's a big, that's hard to say. But he says, I looked in Shulchan Aruch, Yoni, let's get this done, and it says Rosh of Arubo. What does that imply? That implies that if my whole body is where? In the sukkah, and the table's in the house, it's fine. That's an amazing horror. I couldn't believe it, because I thought my whole life was lav dafka. He says he thought like me, the lav dafka. But he says he looked at Shulchan Aruch. Is it possible? He says he's not sure. I want you to get that down, that svasemis. You got that, Donnie? It says Rosh Varubo, Mashmada, if your whole body, though, is in the sukkah, maybe you don't make the xayra. He says it's hard for him to believe. The only reason why he mentioned Rosh Marubo is to tell me that even if it's Rosh Marubo, that's enough. The Basil says it's enough, you don't make a what? A Xayra. And the reason why it said Rosh Marubo is that to tell me a Chiddush, that according to Bishamah, that's fine. As long as enough is in the Sukkah, that's fine. But do you take it so seriously to say that if your whole body is in the Sukkah, Bishamah would agree to Basil? Of course not. I would think Bishamah sticks to his guns. Still makes the Xayra, no? He says maybe not. He said, I looked in Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch was Bedavka. He didn't write Lav Dafka forms. It's a guidebook of Jewish law. It is the guidebook of Jewish law, Shulchan Aruch. He didn't write Lav Dafka. David, you follow what I'm saying? In Lomdus, I thought my whole life was Lav Dafka. He says, maybe it's not. He says, I thought the same thing as you. It says it's Svasenis. But it says in Shulchan Aruch. He says, I'm not sure Ladina. So don't get in that scenario. Don't get in that scenario. Yes, Donnie, what do you say?
Let's say you hold it's dafka, and then, so how can you say that, but then if you had your whole body there, Bishamah wouldn't be gozer, so you could still be gozer.
That's what I think. That's what the Svasemis thinks. But I'm saying, because I'm saying you got to interpret the words, though. And when you look in Shulchan Aruch, the words say Rosh Varubo.
Why wouldn't he be gozer if it was the whole body?
What would be the Svara? My Svara would be if my whole body is in the sukkah, that's enough for me to stop myself. If some of my body was in the sukkah, then I'm afraid that I might follow the table. But if my whole body's in the sukkah, you can hear a svar, then I'm not afraid. It's a good kash you're asking. I just gave you the svar.
How realistic?
You could argue on it, but Lamai said that would be the svar. Okay? You're asking good. You're asking, want to know what the svar is. I'm proud of you. That's the answer. Okay? Yes, Yehuda, what do you say?
When Talmud says, Rosh Hashanah, does he even physically ask for it, or does he ask space for everything?
Yeah.
Does he mean the table has to be in there, or does he mean it has to be
space? You tell me.
Well, maybe he's saying that he just.
If you're like the sheet of the Rosh and the Ran, it's just a shear of Shiva Tvach Mal Shiva Tvach. Because it's not related to Sukkah Gdola.
If you hold him that way, maybe the child would say it's good, saying that if there's room for your entire body, then there would be room for a little bit of your body outside the Sukkah, and room for a little bit of the table.
You're trying to say why, if your whole body is in the sukkah, it should be good?
Because there will be enough room to have Rosh Hashanah with Shulchan.
If your whole body is in there,
right? Maybe you say
so. You could fit the table in there, right? But the concern always is gezeiras. You're always going to follow where the table is. You follow what I'm saying? So that really doesn't make a difference. So I'm saying to you, if your whole body's in the sukkah, that's going to block me from following the table. That's what I'm saying. You hear what I'm saying? You got to come with this for why you blocked the gezeiras. Because the Shulchan Aruch does say Rosh Marubo. He says he's not sure Ladina. Now, if you'd ask me a Shiloh Achlamais, I would tell the guys in the shul, if they would ask me, I would say, you know what, don't do it, okay? Don't do it. Don't give me a shtick. You know, you're learning sukkah, and he knows the Sfat Zemes. So he's going to sit in a situation where his whole body's in the sukkah, not Rosh Marubo, his whole body, and the table's there. Even Beis Shammas is going to. She wants to show everyone knows how to learn. I would say, you know what, don't do that, okay? Because the Shulchan Aruch says Rosh Marubo. So maybe it implies you're right. You know what? Maybe it was lav dafka. Okay? Don't get yourself in this issue. Don't get yourself in this quandary. Yes, Matthew.
Yes. How could it not be talking about sheer, like, space to the table? Because
definitely talk about that.
If your table's in the house and you're eating, right? So the picture is you're sitting by the, we said, Puma in the top.
Yes.
All this stuff. And, like, when you lean your hand over, eat on the table, therefore part of your body is now not in the sukkah.
No, but the guy's going to eat like this. He's going to stick it. He's going to take the food and put it in his mouth.
Take it off the
right. It's definitely like you're saying. The table doesn't have to actually be there. The table's the makeup of the shear. Even according to the Rif, it was 6x6, but we had to add a table, right? We added a 7th. Not that the table has to literally be there. You got me? The concern that he'll eat like this, no problem. So that's. Please get that. Yoni, did you get the Svasemis? You got it? None of this. I always thought my whole life that the Svasem said, Rosh Rubas Lavdavka. If you have your whole body in the sukkah and the tables in the house, that's still a problem. But the Shulchan Aruch says Rosh Rubo, implying that if your whole body's in the sukkah, not just Rosh Rubo, maybe there's no Zera, which is an amazing Kiddush. But he says that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. And the Shulchan Aruch did not speak Lavdavka terms. It's a Jewish guidebook of Jewish law. Very exact. It's a Chiddush Niflo. I was jumping up and down when I saw the Svasemis. Saw the Chiddush of the Svasemis. Okay, let's start the Tais. Let's see who will start it. Okay? Kiv, you're doing a great job, guys. Look inside. Okay, we got a lot to see. I have a whole shtickle turn in the Sefer. I'm going to bring the Sefer tomorrow. Those of you guys don't have it, okay? I have a whole shtickle turn in this. I don't want to go through it inside, but on this shtickle. Okay, go ahead, Kiv. Let's start. Let's go, guys. Look inside. Let's go. Tysus, go ahead. It's getting late already. Go ahead. Vechule, right? Yeah, in other words, that was the second version. How did Aruch Lanier learn it? Have confidence in yourself.
Even though
there are clouds go like Basilis Beishamah, don't move from it. Don't be unconfident about it. You got it? Look inside. Go ahead. Now, who is Rav Amram? He's one of the Gonim. Excellent, guys. You know, the Gonim lived about 800 to like 1,000, okay? Then the Rishonim began at 1,000. The Sabaroyim lived about 500-600. The Gemara was concluded 400 CE, okay? Ravina Rav Asher 400 CE. Then afterwards, the Sabaroyim. A lot of the lines you ever, in Shas, when it says Hilchasa, you know what sometimes the Gemara Paskins Hilchasa? A lot of those are some of the Sabaroyim. And then after the Sabaroyim were the Gonim, and then the Rishonim, and then the Gedolei Achronim. I don't think so. Ravina Rav Asher did it, maybe. Could be. I don't think so. I think they wrote the Shach of the Tariyah. I think the Sabarim only have the Hilchasas. Okay? All right, good. Could be. I don't think so, Matt. I think Rabbi Rashi wrote the Shach of the Tariyah too. All right, go ahead, Akiva. Go ahead. Excellent. Because normally we pass in Beishamah, Beisul. I want you guys to get everything down. Tani, get this down. The Gemara says in Erevin, your Gimel and Beis. How do you know you hold like Beisul? Because Beisul is a bigger mensch than Beishamah. When they would have to take a vote, you know what would happen? Basil would stand up, they would present Beishamah's opinion first, and then they would say Basil. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you know what, Abasco came out and said, since you're such a mensch, and you present the other opinion first, the Allah is going to be like you, Basil. Even though maybe they weren't as scharf as Beishamah, but they were more mentioned. Okay? Lema'is in the Mishnah Eduyos, maybe it will switch back, and the Mishnah Eduyos says, Lasa Lavo, maybe the Lach will be like Shammai, but the Gemara says in Erev and Yigimel and Bez, I want you to know it, that that's what the Basco was Koveya. It's interesting because that itself is a little problematic. Lo B'Shamayimhi. Lo B'Shamayimhi, right? You want to give me the Gemara in Erev and Tzvi? Three times already, Lema'is. Three times already, I'm lazy. Okay, but that was only one day, though. So we combined it all to one, right? Okay? Gemara in Erev. So you always got to know the marker, Tani. What do you mean, B'Derek Kal Holy Bez? Who told you this? Erev and Yigimel and Bez. Okay? Erevin Yudgimel Ambez, you got to know the marker. Gemara says right here, Yatz the Basco Almaru Elu Veelu Dibrili Kim Chaim, Vaalacha Ki Beisilu, Chimeacher Elu Veelu Dibrili Kim Chaim, Mnei Zachu Beisilu Likboa Halacha Kamosan. It doesn't say, the Basco doesn't say that. That's why I say we got to look it up. The Gemara just asks, so why is Halacha like Beisilu? Mipnei Shinochin, they were easygoing, Vaaluvin Hayu, and if they got insulted, they didn't say anything. Vishonin divrayan v'divrei Beishamai. They would first say v'lo od el shemakdim divrei Beishamai divrayan. They would always say over their what? They would always say over their shita first, and then the Gemara actually quotes our case. Amazing. Kosa shaninu mishay rosha v'ruba besuka v'shulchan besukah bais Beishamai posu besil machshirin amru besil Beishamai loa loya mais shochu zikne Beishamai zikne besil levakar saro yochanan min choranis matzu yosha rosha besuka shulchan besukah bais. Amalim Beisham, I Misham Raya. Avein Amr Loim Kien. I don't like Lekiyam to Mitzsukah Milamecha. Lelamecha to teach you Shikol Amash Balatzmo. If you lower yourself and you're an Anav, Hakadosh Baruch Hu Makbio. If you lower yourself, the Eibusher lifts you up. The Chola what? Chola Makbiatzmo. Anyone who's a Balgai, Hakadosh Baruch Hu Mashpilo. Chola Machzor Agedula. Anyone who looks for greatness. Gedula borechet mimedu. Greatness escapes from him. Chola borech, gedula, gedola machzeres achrav. Amazing, yeah. There's a guy who comes to the Chassidish Rebbe, he says, Rebbe, no one gives me any covet. He says, no one gives covet. He says, the problem with you is, the Rebbe said back, he said, you're always looking in the back here. Where's the covet? If you're always looking for the covet goes away from you. If you're not looking for the covet, then the covet will come to you. Okay, so we got this court. So the halacha is, we always follow Beis Hillel. So go ahead. This is the six places. We go, the six exceptions to the rule. Go ahead. Chada. There it is. That's a sukkah what? That's the way he says it seems to be talking about a sukkah what? Sukkah tana, no? But that's where we're at in the Gemara. You understand what I'm saying? Tosus is commenting on the beginning of the Gemara where we thought in the beginning of the Gemara Taka was only a sukkah tana. The maskana was tartip pliki. You follow me? So that's why Tosus only says that, right? We'll have to see. I don't think we're going to get to today what Tosus maskana was. So that's number one. Number two. Okay, let's say this over. I want you guys to get this. There's an isser of kilayim. What's kilayim? Wool and linen. Excellent. You're not allowed to wear wool and linen. There's a mitzvah of tzitzis. Tzitzis is the strings are wool. Can the beged be made of what? Of linen. So there's a major machloikis in Tanoim about this. Beis Hillel says you can because he's Dorish Shmuchim. If you look in Sefer Dvarim and Parsis Kiteitse, the Torah juxtaposes. You know what the juxtaposes? Smichas. Puts the Yisr Kilayim in the midst of Sitzis next to one another. Beis Shammai says you can make what? Sitzis of Kilayim. No problem. That's what Beis Hillel says. Beis Shammai is never Dorish Smuchim. It is not Dorish juxtapositions. So therefore, Beis Shammai asks you to make Sitzis of Kilayim. You cannot have strings of wool and beged of linen. You got that?
Who said it's
Asr? Beis, because Beis Shammai is not Dorish Shmuchim. So since he's not Dorish Shmuchim, if you have a sadin literally means a cloth or a blanket of linen, besitzes shel semer, Beis Shammai says you're poter. What does poter mean?
Poter from sitzes.
You're not allowed to wear kilayim besitzes. You're poter from sitzes, and there's an isser to wear it. You're potter from sitzis, and there's an issur to wear because it's an issur of shatness. Yes? U Beis Hillel or Machayev? Beis Hillel is Machayev in sitzis because you're allowed to wear sitzis in kilayim. Wait, one sec. We got that? Please get it down. That's what it means. Sudden besitzis beishamai potrin. He does not make the dorish shmuchim. You're not allowed to wear sitzis in kilayim. Therefore, it becomes usur to wear the thing because it's kilayim. Beis Hillel says you are machayev to wear the tzitzis because you're allowed to make tzitzis from kilayim. Now, one nekuda, please get this down, Matthew. Why did it say potrin? Why did it say Beis Shammai potrin? It just said osrin. Yes? Because if you don't dorish shmuchim, there's no head to the word of kilayim and tzitzis. There's an isser. So if you look in Rashi and Menachas, please get this in your notes. Rashi and Menachas says that tzitzis, according to Beis Shammai, is a chovas mona. What does mana mean? Is sitzis a chovas gavra or a chovas kefsa? When your sitzis are in the drawer, do you need sitzis on the four corner garment? If it's a chovas gavra, then no. If it's a chovas mana, mem nun aleph. If it's a chovas kefsa, you need sitzis. So Rashi says, Beis Shammai holds it's a chovas mana. So no matter what, lamaisa, even if you don't wear it, halach lamaisa, both in shein alovsh, it's not shak to say iser. It just says putter. If you wear it, there's an isser. But there's not always an isser. If you have it in your drawer, then lamais, you're not mechuyev to put on what? To put on tzitzis. See, it's inappropriate to say the word isser because the chiyuv tzitzis korban Beis Shammai applies not only if you wear it, but even if it's in your drawer. There's no isser, though, if it's what? If it's in your drawer. So therefore, it just says the word putter.
So
you're not doing an isser because you're not wearing it.
No,
it's putter, putter. Say putter. Potter.
Wow.
It's not possible. I mean, you should say possible. You mean, why don't you say the Lashon possible?
Didn't we say with
we right, but we're referring to the Gavra whether he did something wrong here.
Oh, fine.
We're referring to the Gavra. It's a good point, Matthew, but we're referring to a Gavra whether he did something wrong. So therefore, I want you to get that. Rashi holds that Beis Shammai is of the Pinchovas Mana, since you have a Chiv, even when what? It's in the drawer, it's not checked to say an Isser, because you're not wearing Kilai when it's in the drawer. Isser is only when you wear it. So therefore, the Lashon Isser, you got it, Akiva, get it down, is inappropriate here. So we say Pater Chayiv. You got it? Who do we paskin like? Beis Shammai, number two. We have two cases now of exception. Yes, Donnie, go ahead.
If you're going to be Doris
Svivlos, and you should say that that Beishamai should be the Zohar Svivlos, because when it talks about Kilayin in the Torah, it says it's Usur.
I understand. But when the Torah puts Sitzis next to Kilayin, is there a significance? Beis Hillel says there is. It allows Sitzis to Kilayin. Beis Shammai says, I'm not Torah Smuchim. And therefore it has no significance. Just the fact that Hashem put one pasuk next to the other does not learn out of halacha. That's the machlokes. And therefore Beis Shammai says, you cannot wear it.
How would Beis Hillel say that it would teach us that you could have Kilayin by Sitzis?
Because he's dorish the fact that Hashem put one pasuk next to another is a significant convey a halacha. Beis Shammai says not.
Halacha similar to a kilayin, which may also survive.
No, but if you're doing a mitzvah, what does this remind you of? This topic. Have you ever heard of essay dochalot essay? A mitzvah essay of sitzes can push off a lav of kilayin, and that's exactly what this happens to be at the end of the day. Okay. At the end of the day, but we're not going to get involved with that. We can just say it's totally in smuchim, whether you're Dorish juxtapositions or not. You don't have to command essay dochalot asay. Do you know why an essay is dochalot asay? The Rabban says an essay is done out of love, proactive. Abiding by a love is done out of fear. Ava versus Yira. What wins?
Ava.
Isn't that a beautiful shot? An essay dochalot asay is only when it's done be'idna. What does be'idna mean? Write the word be'idna down. What is be'idna? Simultaneity. The same time you do the essay, simultaneity. At the same time I do the essay, I'm over the lav. Meaning I cover the lav with doing the essay. That's what the halacha of Be'idin means. Essay, docha, lotasa. You need what we call Be'idin, simultaneity. Okay? Quick, Matthew, go ahead.
Almost positive. We
don't do it because as Xeria, maybe the Sitzio won't be kosher. We don't do it, and therefore you end up wearing shotness. Okay, we never mix it. That's why you either have what all the strings are wool, your baguette is wool, your baguette is cotton, right? But you never make a baguette of linen. We never do it because if your Sitzios become puzzle, you end up wearing kilayim, then you're done. Okay, we never do it. Okay, yes, Yehuda. That's true also, which is another iser, correct? But here it's an added iser of kilayim. You never wear a four-quarter garment. Well said, correct. But here it's more of an iser, wearing kilayim. Yes, David.
Who said the shot of the Hava like overrides the Yira?
The Ramban. Ramban all attire. Okay. Go ahead, Akiva. Let's go. Number three.
Od L'Sham.
Yes, what's Od L'Sham mean? There's another machlokes and the next daf in Menachos. The first one was Mem Amud Aleph. The second one is Mem Aleph Beis. This is number three. Excellent. Yes? What does this mean? How many strings do you have? Beis Shammai says four, double it over is eight. And Beis Hillel says what? Three, double over six. Who do we hold like? Beis Shammai, eight. What happens if one string's ripped off and you only have seven? What's the din? Still kosher. Why is it kosher? Because Mikra Din, all you need is four. Right? But if you have six, then you're off tzuris. Then it's possible. Okay?
Is it?
You're supposed to have eight strings. If one gets cut off, it's still kosher because it's really four times two. It's really double this four. But if you have six strings, that's a problem because it shows you only had three. Okay?
So you
double over the strings when you make the sitzio. Okay? That's number three.
Gotcha.
What's number four? Ode?
Ode has some comma to him.
Now, what does Meshuleshes mean? No, how long do the strings have to be? Please get this. How long do the strings have to be? That's what Rashi says in Menachos. You know what Toso says? Please get this. Toso Menachos says it's going on the Gedil. You know what the Gedil is? You know that part, correct, not the strings. You understand what I'm saying? Right. Yeah, the krichos, the gedil, before the strings, correct. You got me? Okay? You understand what I'm saying? Before the strings.
Like the knot?
Show, Mayor, show everyone that part. Yeah, the knots. That's the krichos. So Rashi says it's referring to the strings. And what is Tosa saying, Menachos? It's referring to the krichos, the gedil. We try to be machmir for both. Now, what is the shear? Beis Shammai says four etzbos. What's an etzba? A thumb. So do, show everyone. Look at Meir's sitzio. Look, do this. Do a width. No, the other. Yeah, exactly. Obviously, it's four. Go one, two. No, you go up, go up, go up. Yeah. It's definitely four, right?
Yeah.
That's what that spalos means, width-wise of the thumb. Get it down in your notes. Otherwise, you're not going to remember. It's not the pointy finger. It's the thumb. And it's the width. So it's a machlokes, is it's referring to the strings or what? Or it's referring to what?
The
gedil, the krichos. Excellent. So we have four so far. And get to number five. Let's do number five. Okay, you know what? We're not going to be able to get to number five. I want to just close with this. We'll pick it up tomorrow. Guys, we've got a lot to do. You got to. I want you to know this Tosis is clear. I'm going to... A central question we have to deal with tomorrow. We'll close with this. Is that when the gzeiras are made, guys, and that's what I have in my safe. When gzeiras are made, for example, gzeiras shem yimshach achar shacharo. Let's say a guy is a shegitz and he didn't listen to it. He ate in the sukkah, and he didn't move. He didn't go into his house. He didn't follow the table into his house. He didn't end up eating in the house. He sat in the sukkah. He did not listen to the chacham. He acted terribly. Are you yotze midyaraisa? Or do you say, and I'm just broke a gzeira d'rabbanan? Or do you say that the whole thing implodes by the fact you defied the d'rabbanan? The Rabbanan have the power invested in them to blow up the whole thing and say you're not even yotze, even what? Even what? Even D'Oraisa. You understand what I'm saying? Okay. That's the two approaches we have to see tomorrow. We'll stop here. Let's stop Mincha. Who wants to daven for the Yomim? Okay? Who wants to daven for the Yomim?